Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Martin. Batting second. The left fielder, Lenny Green. Batting third. The third baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Julio Becker. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jose Valdivielso. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting second. The right fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting third. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Dick Williams. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Fisher. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jack Fisher. And now, play ball. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin strikes out. One out. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby strikes out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Green. Brandt reaches second base with a double. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into right field. Allison picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Allison. Brandt moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile takes first base on ball four. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty takes first base on ball four. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brandt. Tuttle reaches second base with a double. Batty moves to third. Jose Valdivielso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdivielso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Twins. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Adair reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 1 in the game. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valdivielso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valdivielso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Julio Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 0 for 1 in the game. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Batty hits a fly ball into right field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tuttle for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gentile hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 1 in the game. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Robinson moves to third. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valdivielso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jose Valdivielso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdivielso is 0 for 1 in the game. Valdivielso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cott strikes out. Two outs. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Martin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 2 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Green for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams strikes out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisher is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Killebrew hits a fly ball into right field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 2 in the game. Allison is called out on strikes. Two outs. Julio Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 0 for 2 in the game. Becker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 2 in the game. Busby hits a fly ball into left field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Brandt hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gentile strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Batty hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Valdivielso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdivielso is 0 for 2 in the game. Valdivielso hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 2 in the game. Triandos hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Becker scoops it up and throws to first, with Cott covering, for the out. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Martin strikes out. One out. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 3 in the game. Green hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cott moves to third. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Triandos for a passed ball. Green moves to second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Killebrew is walked intentionally. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 3 in the game. Allison hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cott tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Twins. Julio Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 0 for 3 in the game. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Zoilo Virals now playing shortstop. Jose Valdivielso now playing third base. Harmon Killebrew now playing first base. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 2 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Philly pinch hits for Jack Fisher. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Allison. Philly reaches second base with a double. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 3 in the game. Busby takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Brandt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Philly scores. Busby moves to second. It's 3-1, Twins. Don Lee now pitching. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Stobbs now pitching. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops it up and throws to first, with Stobbs covering, for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles 1. The Twins will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Batty strikes out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Tuttle strikes out. Two outs. Jose Valdivielso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdivielso is 0 for 3 in the game. Valdivielso hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilhelm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 3 in the game. Triandos hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 3 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 3 in the game. Adair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Marv Thronberry pinch hits for Hoyt Wilhelm. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Williams moves to third. Adair moves to second. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Busby hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 3, and Baltimore Orioles, 1. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.